Welcome to John Michael's Personal Branding Masterclass. John is the founder and CEO of Image Group International, an award-winning image consulting and personal branding pioneer established in 1989. This podcast will bring you old-school wisdom, inspiring ideas, strategies, and hacks for the new tech world. Here you will learn everything about personal branding, the system, the techniques, and the right mindset to have a successful personal brand, image, and reputation.
Hello, everybody, and great to have you with me here today. Have you ever noticed the behavior of children? Now, you might want to do this exercise. Observe how curious they are, how they try out new flavors and adventures, and discover something new every day. They fall and they rise just as quickly. Now, observe the behavior of adults. You know, why is it that we are so afraid of taking risks? Many reasons for that, and I'll cover some of them today. But of course, what we're talking about today is really calculated risks. We're not talking about, you know, jumping off a cliff without a parachute, right? We're not recommending any of that. What we're talking about here is smart, strategic, or tactical risk-taking that is basically planned. And at times, if it's not planned, at least it's not going to be the end of the world if something fails. So our chat today will be about daring to fail. And I want to know, you know, I want you to just consider this for yourself. How daring are you? And when did we put our curious, childlike playfulness aside and become adults? When did we do that? At what time, you know, at what stage of our lives? And why? These are some of the questions you might want to ask yourself. And what risks are we now afraid to take right now? What are we afraid to take? You know, and it could be all sorts of examples that I will share with you in a second. It's a fact that society, together with, of course, our past experiences, family, the education system, etc., influences on the path we should take. And at times we follow this path consciously or unconsciously, even if it's not in the best interest of us, you know, and or the best option. And what that means is because of our conditioning since we're little kids, we take on roles, we take on experiences, we take on all sorts of behaviors, actions, and so on that at times might not be the most effective for us moving forward. But we just take it on because it's the way it is. It might have happened like that in the past, including, you know, professions that your father might have had or your mother might have had, your grandfather, etc. You know, without considering what's actually the best course for my life as opposed to somebody from the past. And this is where risk-taking comes into play and, of course, the concept of daring to fail, because you've got to, you know, you've got to embrace daring to fail, okay, because it's part of course, your transformation in learning how to also take on risk and be okay with it. Have you ever stopped to think about how many times you have risked something in your life? And a risk can be a conversation with that person at the bar, you know, sending a resume for a job opportunity, traveling to an unknown place, or changing a profession. Other ones are typical, pitching to investors, you know, selling your product, public speaking, etc., etc. So can you imagine if you didn't take a risk, what hope have you had specifically with some of the examples I've just shared with you? And whether successful or not, they're all part of our life if we like it or not, taking risk. Without taking risk, of course, humanity will never have evolved. And I'm not saying that caution is harmful, like I noted at the outset, but at some point in our trajectory, it is essential to get out of our comfort zone and risk zone and take our best shot. And by that, I mean, sometimes you got to dare to fail. Yes, sometimes you will fail. But as long as you've planned it, you've given it, you know, your best estimation of where this could land, okay, what's wrong with, you know, specifically going into action with that. And sometimes you might have to do it on your feet in an emergency or in a crisis, okay, that's also part of what we're talking about today. You might not have had a lot of time to think about it at that moment because you might not have been so planned, but also been open to that possibility, okay? Because no one goes out there purposely to fail. Remember what I said, it's about giving it your best shot. So then that's the key here. You know, be open to that. And of course, take the shots as they come. But the question is, how do you know when is the best time to dare? Well, look, I have no doubt. At some point in your life, you felt that you were not in the right job. You know, that a certain friendship was not doing you any good. You know, your business needed better systems to grow, among so many other situations. So the answer is, when you feel this discomfort, and the discomfort will definitely, you will feel this. You will feel it in your body, okay? Something will be sort of talking to you, your gut, your intuition, etc., other than, of course, your own observations. You are constantly asking questions, and you believe that you need to try something new. This is the time to take a risk, a calculated risk. The big impasse of all of this, is that we spend time and energy on these questions and don't really focus on taking the actual action. Also, most of the time, our fear is simply unfounded and deprives us of great opportunities and also new possibilities that we don't even know exist, okay? Because we don't know what we don't know unless we get into action. So that's the key here. It's about basically action, action, action. And we know this, again, in my past episodes, you know, what really works, of course, is your imagination. You're creating possibilities and, of course, being in action. You know, that's the key here. You want to basically get a positive, healthy, mental well-being, mind, body, spirit, get into imagination, get into creating, okay, creating versus creative, right? Although there is, you know, distinctions that are sort of different and similarities. And of course, the final one is action. And the action is the key here. And of course, that's part of the risk taking. So taking a risk doesn't mean, you know, you have to throw it all away and start from scratch. So I'm not talking about burning the boats here. Right? That's another form of risk taking. This is not what I'm talking about today. It means that you can start today, you know, taking small or large steps towards a change you want. From my experience, I have a few tips that can help you. And specifically, part of that is from a cognitive point of view, you know, if you've got so much fear around getting into action, i.e. risk taking, daring to fail, then you can deal with that as well. Because specifically, it could be conscious, but most likely it's unconscious. It's something that's, you know, that you're not even thinking about. It can actually be dealt with if you need to specifically move it along. Because if it's holding you back, of course, and you're sort of paralyzed in fear in reference to actioning things, then of course that might be something you might need to look at. My second tip is to know that you will at some point make a mistake. Okay, and what we say around that is just own it, you know, and dare to give it your best shot anyway. That's the reality, okay? Give it your best shot anyway. But keeping this in mind, you're able to get around adverse situations. And bottom line, you know, the greatest learnings always come from our past mistakes. And what are mistakes? Really actions. That's what they were. And the learning lessons we pick up from that experience is really the key here. And, you know, I respect people highly. You know, society sets you up that, you know, you're constantly talking about, oh, how successful you are, you know. And of course, if you look on social media and the fakery that goes on with that, you know, success is, you know, your Lamborghini, you know, these beautiful partners all around you. And of course, this mansion that really is photoshopped or rented out for the photo shoot. This is not the type of stuff we're talking about here. This is about authentically, basically, using the lessons of failure or success, okay, and basically actioning this in your life from a way that's actually going to resonate and be embedded in you, as opposed to just pretend, you know, you're taking these risks. And all the fake stories around, you know, online where you do get a lot of these so-called fake failures, that's really part of a storytelling conversation, and you got to question if they really happen. I'm talking about really own some of your potential risks in taking a chance and really go for it. My last tip for today, when thinking about taking a risk on something, it's okay to think about what can go wrong, okay? My advice is simple. Create a plan B to deal with it in case. Psychologically, you'll discover that it's a comforting tactic in case things go pear-shaped. You know, it's good to know that, okay, if this doesn't go well, what's my plan B? What else do I do? And this is important if you certainly, you know, have the fear of getting to the action and potentially failing. Okay, if that's the case, then what's your plan B? So set your intention, of course, on everything that it will be positive, okay, that will be created, and focus your attitude, you know, focus your attitude to get that win in this case. And by that, you know, it's about, you know, starting off your day, as I've mentioned many, many times before, you know, with whatever works for you. So it could be meditation, it could be exercise, it could be journaling, whatever works for you. There's an opportunity, you know, for you, yoga, Qigong, Wim Hof, whatever works for you. And that's the key here. So, you set up your day from the moment you wake up, breakfast, etc., that it's all, you know, that it's all fairly clear. And then you take on the day that whatever is going to come up, including some of the risk elements that might come up, assuming they do, as per our chat today, you can actually deal with them with a calmer sense of being and, of course, an opportunity to just go in flow. So for today, that's the end of our chat. And, of course, as usual, I will kindly ask you to rate the show on Apple Podcast. And if you do, and once you do, please send us an email confirmation and we'll send you our book, The Real World Guide to Authentic Personal Branding. You can find me on social media. My Twitter is John_Michael. My LinkedIn is John Michael. And on Facebook as Image Group International. Thank you all for today, and I look forward to seeing you next time. Have a great week. Cheers.
John Michael's Personal Branding Masterclass podcast is sponsored by Image Group International, a global team of practical, digitally savvy personal brand and image strategists based in Australia, committed to maximizing your impact, influence, and authority in the business world. To learn more and apply for your personal coaching, seminars, and group workshops, please visit imagegroup.com.au or call 1-800-631-311.